Hello and happy new year to everyone. Hopefully everyone had the happiest of holidays and an even happier new year. Wow, can you believe it's 2021? This past year, honestly, the past few years have flown by at warp speed. In one sense, it feels like time has just zipped right by us. And yet, in other ways or at other times, it has felt like 2020 was never going to end, right? But I guess, as the saying goes, all good things must come to an end. So 2020 is out the door, and we welcome the year to come. We're glad that you're here with us today, ringing in the new year with the Lone Lightworker podcast. As you may or may not have known, we had launched the Lone Lightworker pages and ultimately community on Instagram and Facebook midsummer. And it's been so exciting to watch the Lone Lightworker community grow from literally 20 followers to well over 1,000. As you may know from previous podcast episodes and announcements, we do a monthly gratitude giveaway on the first of every month. And we had also committed to doing a separate and special celebratory giveaway upon each of the social media platforms reaching 1,000 followers. Well, once again, this is an exciting time for the Lone Lightworker because we just reached not just 1,000, but 1,300 followers on Facebook alone. And it literally happened almost overnight. Beautiful individuals like yourself are connecting with the Lone Lightworker community. And that means we are 1,300 lights burning bright, lighting the way for others to see and gravitate towards. I am so thankful for you and for community members such as Christy Galindo, who was our winner from our drawing on Facebook. We couldn't do this without you. From the bottom of my heart, thank you so much. We're in this together, and together we will shine. We are changing the world one little light at a time. Christmas has come and gone for another year, and many of us are likely now taking down the Christmas stockings, tree, and our beloved decorations, putting everything back in their place until approximately 11 months from now when we do it all again. Unless you're like me and keep your Christmas decorations up until February. I really love Christmas. We likely bustled around after Thanksgiving, enjoying the Christmas tunes that were playing everywhere, doing our best to buy our loved ones the gifts that they had been hoping for, doing our best to spread love and cheer to everyone, including perfect strangers, because that's what we do during the holidays, right? 'Tis the season, we say, the season for love, the season for giving, for festivities and family, the season for everything merry and everything bright. Many of us love this time of year, and we'd likely even go so far as to say that this is our absolute favorite time of the year. Now, I'm sure not everyone feels this way because I know it can also be a really stressful time of year for some, but you know what I mean. A lot of people love Christmas and the holidays in general. The holidays often bring out the beauty in everyone, because we're in the mood and mindset to give and love and to spread joy. Now, here we are again in the new year, recuperating from those festivities and all of the money spent. And before you know it, we'll be doing it all over again in a matter of months. The holidays often bring out the best in us, the best in humanity. It's around the holidays that we're super focused on giving and serving others. We're focused on love and doing all things in the name of love. We feel happy and cheerful, and we spread that cheer everywhere we go. Then rolls in the new year, and for many of us, we go back to everyday life as we know it, which unfortunately sometimes means that we're no longer as focused or as intent on spreading the love and joy that we did when we were consumed by the Christmas spirit. We slowly drift back into our normal mode or ways of being, and we get back to focusing on the day-to-day living and all that comes with that. We're back to work, back to school and homework, back to our normal, sometimes stressful life. But for those of us who may have packed up the cheer and giving mentality, along with the decorations that we're packing away, we may want to shift our perspectives a bit, because actually, 'tis always the season for showing and sharing our love, for serving and giving to others, and for spreading goodwill and cheer, right? Shouldn't that be our normal way of living and behaving, not just what we do or how we are during the month of December? So why do we revert back to being asses after Christmas? And to be fair, I know that not everyone is an ass. You're very likely thinking right now, speak for yourself, that is not how I act. If that's you, bravo, my friend. And if it's not you and you do sometimes act like more of an ass than you would around the holidays, well, bravo to you for recognizing that, because recognizing it is definitely one of the first steps. The bottom line and good news is that it doesn't have to stay that way if that is your tendency. But back to looking at why this happens for some of us. For some of us, let's be honest, being an ass at times may come quite natural. Some of us are jerks, or we may have some jerk-like tendencies. I'm not gonna lie, I fully recognize that I can be not so nice at times. But something about the holidays puts me in such a good, generous, and joyous mood. And it's likely because of that mood that I tend to be more understanding, more forgiving, and more giving overall. When someone cuts me off while I'm driving and listening to Winter Wonderland, which is one of my favorite Christmas songs as a side note, I'm already in a merry mood and I'm less likely to get pissed or ride that guy's butt. I'm more likely to tell myself something like, it's Christmas, be kinder, be more patient, be more accommodating. Whereas once the holidays are behind us and that same guy cuts me off, if I'm being completely transparent, I may very well end up giving him the bird. Not really, but I do admit that driving brings out the ugly in me like nothing else does. When we're happier and feeling those high vibes, we're more likely to be more kind and better humans. And it just so happens that Christmas brings that out in many of us. The holidays also tend to bring about more of a focus on charity. We all know that it's not that there isn't a need for charity outside of the holidays. It may just be because they're coming to the forefront and are in our faces, whether it's the Christmas angel trees that pop up everywhere, or whether it's the Salvation Army collection buckets and bells outside of every grocery store. Obviously, the Salvation Army is accepting donations at all times, but at Christmas, they go a step further by putting volunteers out there at the stores. So we're more likely to recognize and or think about these types of things more so than we do any other time of year, if and when they're not right there in our faces. We may also revert back to our crabbier ways after Christmas because we're stressed out by the time that it's all said and done. Sometimes we go a little wild with our spending at Christmas. Many have a tendency to do more than what they can truly and comfortably afford to do. And then after the holidays, as the bills are arriving or as we look at the dwindling balance in our bank accounts, we sit and wonder how the heck we're going to pay off the debt. I remember being there at times. I wanted so badly to make every one of my family members' dreams come true by getting them the best gifts ever, even though I honestly couldn't afford to spend that much. That was a stressful space to be in, especially if and when you go big and each year turns out to be a competition with the last. That can be really stressful to maintain at the rate. I also remember feeling so happy with how our Christmas turned out, but then depressed when I was essentially broke for the remainder of Christmas break. We quickly learned and decided that that way of operating wasn't worth it, and that going forward, we'd do what we could and have faith that our loved ones would know that what little we were able to do had come from the heart. So how do we ultimately get ourselves in check and hold ourselves accountable for keeping the Christmas spirit alive all year long? I've pulled together some ideas from various places for us to take a look at. Starting us out is 1, keep the gifting going. Just because Christmas is past for now doesn't mean that we shouldn't or couldn't still give gifts. Sometimes the smallest, most random presents or gifts are the most special and or meaningful. Sure, people may expect gifts for Christmas or for their birthday, but nothing lights up another like a gift that's just because. I'll never forget, years ago, out of the blue one day at work, I received a package from one of my coworkers, although I didn't know who because they wanted to keep it a secret that to this day I have never figured out. It was a little brown bear with a handwritten note that basically told me how special I was and encouraged me to pay it forward in some way. The little note and bear couldn't have cost more than $5 to $10, but it has stayed with me for over 10 years, and it absolutely inspired me to pay it forward and do the same to another unexpected coworker. Little gifts throughout the year, for no apparent reason, are a beautiful gesture and would no doubt touch the lives and hearts of others. 2, let your love be known and do so often. Be sure to share your love with others and do it regularly. Get used to saying I love you to your friends and family. Many of us hesitate to tell our friends and even some of our family members that we love them. We should normalize that and we should say it every chance we get. Think of other ways to let your love be known as well. Get creative with it. Whatever or however you express it, just make sure you do. I used to feel embarrassed with saying that to certain people. Sure, when it's my kids, my husband, or my mother, I have no problem saying it. However, when it was a friend of mine, I'll be honest, it felt weird for me to do that at first. And more than anything, I was worried that if and when I told my friend that I loved her, that she would think I was weird for saying it. Well, it's not weird at all. What's weird is wondering if it's weird to let people know that you love them. So now I tell her I love her when we talk, because I absolutely do love her and I want her to know that. Same with my husband's side of the family. I once hesitated to tell them I love them, but again, why would I? I love them, so why in the heck wouldn't we let each other know? Damn straight, I love my sisters-in-law, so I'm gonna let them know. Normalize saying it and say it often. Never hesitate. And trust that if it does feel weird at first, the more you do it, the more natural and normal it will feel. 3, practice gratitude. When we make a point to recognize all of the beauty and blessings in our lives, all of the things that we already have to be thankful for, not only will we receive even more beauty and blessings, but it's also likely to help shift our mindset and perspectives a bit. When we're in and coming from a place of gratitude, we're focusing on all that we already have and not on what we don't. I think you may also find that as we're focused and determined to be more grateful, it likely also helps to warm and soften our hearts a bit. And when our hearts are warm and soft, we're more likely to treat others with love and compassion and gratitude. 4, be kind. You know the saying, do unto others. Well, we can all keep the Christmas spirit alive when we focus on being kind to everyone we meet. And I mean everyone. It might be the person who bumps into you at the store. It could be the guy who cuts us off in traffic. Or it could be your difficult coworker. Whoever it is, hold yourself accountable for being kind, always. Even if and when they aren't necessarily kind to you. Being honest, this is one I have to continue working on. Not so much being kind in general, but being kind especially when the other person is anything but. I have a tendency, as many of us do, to get defensive and to meet them with the same attitude that they showed me. but that's not how I strive to be. And I'm going to continue to work on this. We've likely all seen that meme and ultimately that reminder to always be the bigger person and to be kind, because we never really know what battles someone is fighting and or dealing with. Easier said than done sometimes, but it's absolutely doable and we can all continue working on it. Number 5, surround yourself with those you love. Our friends and family are those we love the most and are those who make us happy. Spend as much time and make as many memories as you can with those who make you happy, whoever that is. Look for opportunities to come together, and being as we're dealing with a pandemic right now and many are social distancing, know that you can still stay connected and close. It may require some creativity and perhaps some technology, but we can stay in touch and stay connected with those who make us the happiest. Number 6, volunteer your time, energy, and or money. Nothing makes my heart happier than to know that I've helped someone, whether it was helping with advice or support that they needed, whether by volunteering my time or whether by donating a few bucks or whatever I can give comfortably. And maybe you can even include those friends and family members that you're looking to surround yourself with so that you can all do it together. A few years back, me and a handful of my family members came together to volunteer for a local nonprofit. We had so much fun doing it together, and to know that we were also helping others at the same time, well, it doesn't get much better than that. Keep in mind that it isn't always about money, and if money is tight, that's okay. There's so much you can do to help in other ways, so don't think or feel like it needs to, be money. Number 7, find joy. What is it about Christmas that brings us joy? For me, it's the season and weather in general. And it's also in large part the various traditions and activities that we often find ourselves engaging in at that time of year. Well, we can all keep that joy going by doing more of the things that make us happy and that bring us joy. Do you enjoy the cooking with family that often takes place around the holidays? If so, consider coordinating a monthly get-together so you can all come together and prepare and then enjoy a new meal together outside of Christmas. Or, being as COVID has us engaging virtually right now, get creative and do it virtually. If you love the fact that your choir group gets together to go caroling for the holidays every year, well, find a way to do more of that. It doesn't have to be Christmas carols, and obviously nursing homes probably aren't letting anyone in right now with the pandemic, but there are other places and opportunities to get your group together and to get your sing on. Figure out what brings you joy and then do more of that all year long. The holidays often bring out the best in all of us, and there's so much beauty that time of year. But in reality, the beauty, blessings, and joy are present at all times, and we may just need to do some work and make a point to recognize and remember that. 'Tis always the season for kindness. 'Tis always the season for giving. 'Tis always the season for compassion and forgiveness. 'Tis always the season for joy and happiness. 'Tis always the season for love. Remember that. With that, I am grateful for you being here with us today. Please be sure to give us a thumbs up. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast if you haven't already, and consider connecting with the Lone Light Worker community on Facebook and Instagram. We'll see you back here soon. Until then, keep shining your light and keep spreading the love.